Now, 6-11, drug education in schools has evolved in recent years, especially as heroin and opioid overdoses explode across the country. Now, students are being exposed to more real-life examples about how addiction is turning lives upside down, ending lives. WTOP's Jamie Forzano continues our special series, Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever.
As heroin and painkiller deaths rise, local law enforcement agencies are pushing to tackle drug education in a new way. Instead of teaching kids to resist peer pressure, like the 1980s Just Say No approach or the DARE program, officials are showing how heroin and opioids are literally destroying lives. Anne Arundel County Police Chief Tim Altamari.
I'm a big proponent of graphic representation there, making it age appropriate. I think a kid in middle school needs to see the abscesses in a heroin addict's arm. And I think the kid in high school needs to see a dead body on the slab in the morgue because of heroin. I'd rather have their sensibilities offended for that brief period of time that they're in there than have them become addicted to heroin and end up on the slab in the morgue.
The county's new Not My Child program provides resources for families, and it's open to anyone, even if you don't live there. In Montgomery County, survivors share firsthand experiences with high school students through the Speak Up, Save a Life program. Prosecutors, like Assistant State's Attorney Steve Chaikin, educate students about the new Good Samaritan law, which means anyone who calls 911 at the scene of an overdose will not face misdemeanor drug or alcohol possession charges.
So the government has a compelling interest to protect the lives of many rather than prosecute somebody for possession of alcohol or drugs or paraphernalia. So the new Good Samaritan law is a game changer.
Kids are particularly vulnerable because one sports injury or surgery may lead to a downward spiral, since they might not have the tools or maturity to manage painkillers themselves.
When you look at the fact that you've got a kid with a knee surgery, an arthroscopic knee surgery, taking 30 OxyContins out of a doctor's office, that's a problem. And it is absolutely a gateway. And the public needs to be educated as to how much of a gateway it is.
Do you have expired medication in your cabinet? If yes, go home and dispose of it the appropriate way. Listen to your children. Listen to your loved one and your friends. If they're suffering, seek help. Don't hide from this. If we avoid this problem, it's resulting in death.
In my next report, how states are getting life-saving overdose reversal drugs into more hands. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
Our series continues all through the week, and find more information and photos at WTOP.com.